home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Some U.S. corporations are now complaining that they are getting badly cheated by so-called free trade with China. The American Chamber of Commerce in China is now complaining that China is violating free trade pledges by limiting market access and shielding its industries from U.S. competition. The Chinese government is subsidizing local Chinese businesses in technology, energy, aviation, and other fields in order to establish Chinese dominance in those fields. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says those policies are a blueprint for technology theft, and they force non-Chinese firms to hand over their ideas, patents, trade secrets, and know-how as the price of doing business in China. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce pointed out that 26% of its member companies say they are being hurt by China's so-called indigenous innovation policies. That's the policy that requires U.S. companies to give China all its patents and manufacturing processes in order to be allowed to do business in China. The American Chamber of Commerce in China has an annual white paper that reported China clearly supports domestic companies at the expense of non-Chinese companies by regulations on licensing, standards, and government procurement. These regulations, combined with forbidding non-Chinese access to major industries, show that China, despite World Trade Organization membership, has absolutely no intention of allowing free and open markets. Last December, U.S. trade negotiators thought they were getting a promise that the Chinese would stop using stolen software. There's no evidence that China complied. Why is anybody surprised? China has a communist government and is aggressively protectionist. Trade with China is a big cheat on America.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Hey listen, I want to give out some call-in numbers. If you're interested in calling into the show this morning, I've got another great guest lined up. The call-in number for the first hour is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And my show is heard via Republic Broadcasting Network as well, and they are playing my show right now as it also is heard via KHNC 1360 in Colorado. And at noon, I'm going to flip to Republic Broadcasting Network solely, and, of course, the number will change. But the show is carried. Both 2 hours are carried every day by Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org is the place to go to hear the second hour of this show. So please make sure you stay tuned because you're going to want to hear what my guest has to say. He's going to be with me for both hours. So you want to hear what this gentleman has to say. So you got to stick around. And the way to do that is to go through RepublicBroadcasting.org and listen to my show. It is a network that carries my show, and it's blasted out all over the country. So there are people who listen from all over, so you just never know, but you want to be informed, and the way to do that is to stay with me. So at the top of the hour, the show will continue to be broadcast live via RepublicBroadcasting.org, so make sure you go there so that you can be in the know. Boy, that's a cliche, isn't it, in the know? Don't you wonder who knows and who doesn't know? I certainly have an opinion on who doesn't know. There's a lot of people out there that don't know. But there's a lot of people who don't know what they don't know either. God, I'm starting to sound like Dr. Seuss here today. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's a little bit too much caffeine. But that certainly could be the case. Listen, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. There's a lot of information on my website. There will be a podcast of this radio show in MP3 format up on my website tonight. So if you want to listen to it again or download it for your listening pleasure, you can do that. You can RSS all of my podcasts so that they dump right into your email in an RSS feed as well. And if you're into iTunes, there's an iTunes thing up there, but somebody sent me an email that the iTunes is not working right. And I, you know, honestly, I don't know how to fix the darn thing, but I got to find somebody who knows that technological stuff to get it straightened out for me. Otherwise, Big Brother must just shut off my iTunes capability because they don't like the truth. And we know Big Brother doesn't like the truth because, God forbid, you don't want the truth to get in the way of the hustle, right? And there is a lot of hustling going on out there. There should be a lot of gold medals awarded throughout the country, throughout the world, really, for the hustling that's taking place, how humanity is being hustled. But I don't know. We'll be redistributing the truth today here on this show, as we always do. And so, listen, if you want to call in, 877-254-7524 is the number to do that. And go to my website, please. Listen, I got a great store up there if you like T-shirts and coffee mugs and baseball caps and that kind of stuff. I got a store that has all that good stuff with interesting things on there, and I'm working on adding more. It's just a matter of time. So please go there. Help me redistribute the truth by buying yourself a coffee mug or something like that. You know, or a little T-shirt with the redistribution of the truth on it. So that'll help me, and that'll help you, and that'll help all of us, because we'll be able to get the truth out there more rapidly. And as I say always, the truth will set you free, and that's what we need. We need freedom. We can't have that slavery action going on, because it doesn't work for me, and I know it doesn't work for my guest who is going to be joining me in a minute. He's not into any of that slavery action either. So the only way we're going to prevent that from happening is to have an awake and alert and informed and educated populace out there who are sentries, who are soldiers joining us in this battle, and they need to be alert, and they need to be on their toes, and the way that is accomplished is by having them informed, and that is the whole purpose of my show, and that is the purpose of my guest who will be joining me. His name is Chris Sullins, and he has a blog that's entitled gardensurf.wordpress.com, gardensurf.wordpress.com. That's like in having a tomato garden. Gardensurf as in serfdom, S-E-R-F. .wordpress.com. He has written, he's writing, actually, finishing up the third book of a trilogy of books, and the first one is entitled Operation Surf, and he sent me that book, and it's an excellent book, really. He's a very talented writer, and he's a very smart cookie, and you know I love smart cookies. That's the whole purpose of my show, is you don't have to listen to me rant and rave, but you can listen to the people I bring on tell you what they have to tell you, because that's what's so critical. The people I bring on, the message that they are bringing to you is what is critical for you to know and understand. And, you know, what I have to say, sure, I mean, you know, sometimes I think what I have to say is very witty and charming and eloquent and worth repeating, but that's really, my message really isn't the what's important here, and it's really not the purpose of my show. My message is just to be a link to other people who will be able to come on and bring you their message, because that's what's critical. I'm just a redistributor of the truth. That's all. I'm not creating it. I'm just helping it move forward on the roadway to freedom. And we're on a roadway. We certainly are. And there's one, we can go either left or right. We can, you know, zig or zag here. And we've got choices here. There is a choice. There is a choice. There is a why in the road. And we've got a path. We have to decide which one we want to take. And the only way that's going to happen is through people like my guest this morning, who is Chris Sullins, who has a blog called gardensurf.wordpress.com. Please go there, because he's got a lot of very well thought out, very, very, very interesting articles on his blog. I can't say enough for this gentleman. He's a real sharp cookie, and he's going to be joining me in about a minute after the first break. Chris Sullins, the author of Operation Surf, which is available, actually, if you go to my website, there's a little bookstore link there, and his book is listed amongst the books to purchase. His books are available on my website. Go there, and I think they're also on Amazon. It is, I know they're on Amazon because my bookstore is via Amazon, so you can purchase Operation Surf, and you can purchase the other books. So listen, on that note, we are going to break, and then when I come back, Chris Sullins will be joining me, and hang in there, everybody. You want to hear what this gentleman has to say. We'll be right back.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Hey,
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 is the number for the first hour only. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please email me. Listen to the podcast that will be up on the website tonight. A link to my guest who is joining me this morning, Chris Sullins. A link to his website, which is gardensurf.wordpress.com, is up there. You can also buy his books, and I truly suggest that you do because they are so well written. And I'm so thrilled to have you on the show with me this morning. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hi, good.
Good, 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 good. So let's kind of start at the beginning, and I want to kind of have people understand a little bit of your background, where you're coming from, your knowledge base, and how you decided to write this trilogy of books that you have written or are still in the process of continuing or finishing the third one. But give us a little idea of where you're coming from and why you decided to write these, Chris, if you would, please.
Well, I had had a deployment to Iraq back in 2005 and had a chance to see kind of a collapse of a nation firsthand, war. Their economy was in shambles. Kids were selling things next to the road, everything from, you know, gasoline to fruits and vegetables and bayonets, just, you know, so kids could make a living. And I had grown up in a small farming community in the Midwest, and I watched their struggles every day, and I kind of thought to myself, well, what if something like that happened here? What if America had a lot of difficulties and things went downhill and various factions began fighting each other? And then that kind of inspired the book. But that, I mean, that came kind of a few years later. I had not written anything creative-wise for a number of years, except maybe in college, and had tried to write a few essays and some things a few years ago, and had run into another author and blogger. His name's Charles Hugh Smith, and said, "Hey, you know, I wrote some things. Could you put these on your website?" And he did. And then a few months later, I said, "You know, I'm kind of been thinking about this book. It's been run like a movie in my head for quite some time. And would you mind if you publish these in installments on your website?" And he said, "Sure." And it was an online, like, chapter-by-chapter series that was free for the first book, and it had a pretty good response. And then I said, well, why don't I keep this going but make it more like a standard paperback book? And so here we are, two books later, and I'm working on the third.
I've read your first one, and I know you sent me the other one, the second one, which is entitled Horsemen of the Red Hand. And you also included this little, I'm going to say badge, that's not the word I'm looking for. What do you call that little thing? It escapes me right
now. It's like a promotional patch.
Yes, yes, a little patch. And, well, let's start with Operation Surf. Why that title? What's significant with that title? Surf, Operation Surf. Why surf? I take it as serfdom.
Right, and that definitely, like you said, beginning your show was an inspiration for that. But then it's also an acronym for a kind of a government program that's put into place. And I don't want to give that away for new readers, but the acronym.
That's real interesting, that whole connection there. So, no, we won't do that. They got to buy the book and read it, Chris, and they're going to be glad that they did. Then they can find out what SURF is an acronym for.
Right.
But, you know, it's real interesting because, you know, it's a thriller set in the U.S. in the year 2023 after many years of economic depression, and a terrorist act fractures the country. And we're certainly experiencing an economic depression now. I don't care. They can call it a recession. They can call it anything they want. That won't alter the facts of where this country is at economically and what happens after, you know, when people start to get hungry, they start to do desperate things. Chris, and so let's kind of, you know, I don't want you to give away the whole plot of your story, so you tell me what you want the listeners to know, because I don't want to give up any of the secrets, so.
Yeah, I mean, you have a long depression that begins kind of around this time period. There's a focus on one family in particular, but it does cover a number of different groups throughout the book. In fact, there's so many characters that sometimes I would lose track of them if I wasn't keeping notes. But one of the families relocates to kind of like northwestern Michigan because they want to live the survivalist, live off the land lifestyle. And they're able to kind of eke out existence in that way. But at the same time, their state and federal government put in so many regulations and they try to comply with it, but it just gets more difficult. And the main character is having an interview with a couple of French reporters that come to visit. And he talks about how he initially tried to comply with the program, but just couldn't do it because of the onerous regulations that were there. And then he ends up getting hit by property taxes. And, I mean, the interesting thing is, of course, he had converted gold to land. I mean, when we've seen gold shoot up quite a bit over the last 10 years. I mean, wow, wouldn't we have all liked to have gotten into that back when it was, you know, $250 an ounce?
Sure.
And it could go even higher right now. But you have to kind of look at this guy as he was on the upswings all at the right time. He would have known when to get out kind of thing. Got into gold at the right time, sold at the right time, accumulated a lot of land, and would have thought he would have gotten some property tax reduction. But then the state comes after him for back property taxes. And it's kind of clear that, hey, everybody else is getting the rules and tax breaks and everything else, but when it came to little guy, well, gee, I couldn't get one. So he just ends up living out on his land, and quite frankly, the state doesn't even really come after him. Nobody comes after him to seize his land or anything until there's difficulties with the breakup. The factions begin fighting. Yes, there's the Terrorist Act, which is a decapitation strike, and at that time, the factions are trying to assert control over the territories that they're trying to hold on to, and one of his his members of his extended family are just kind of caught in a crossfire traffic incident. I don't want to go too much into it, but they're killed, and then that drags him and the rest of the family into that fight.
Well, you know, you said that you what inspired your desire to write this book was your experiences in Iraq, and you had mentioned, you know, the kids on the side of the road selling fruit and bayonets, and I mean, those two things couldn't be more opposite. But it really is. I think that the way things are going, and I don't think that I'm being just an alarmist here, or just, you know, just some delusional woman who's just, you know, dreaming up this stuff. I think that the way things are going in this country, Chris, with a government that is absolutely out of control, the assaults on people's property rights and the attacks on our freedom and liberty here that are being implemented on a daily basis in this country, that to have what you write about in this fictional novel entitled Operation Surf, your first book, Operation Surf, I don't see where that would be out of the realm of possibility, because it will end up being, I believe, each man will be, each man for himself, and you know, this is just my guess. I don't have any, tactical knowledge or anything like that other than just what I listen to and read and listen to people who've been in the military and pay attention to what they say and that stuff. I mean, I'm certainly no general, but I don't know. I could be totally off base. Maybe things will be awfully, you know, be wonderful, and it'll be nirvana again, and everybody will have a job, and there'll be a chicken in every pot, but I don't think so. I don't know,
and I kind of look at it as like 1920s Germany. After World War One, there were various factions that fought each other in Germany trying to assume control. And the way that I deal with the book in the sense is that, there's a decapitation strike. Nobody knows what's going on at first, but then it becomes slowly clear to the reader that, it's an inside job, one of the factions. Actually, two of the factions instigated it, and then there's going to be betrayal, one faction against the other. Well, no surprise there. But the federal government kind of fights over pieces of itself, and then at the same time, you can kind of tell that the states don't really have a lot of power. But as the series progresses, governors and generals step in and try to reassert authority over the territories that they're in, because, of course, the last thing anybody would want is this pandemonium, chaos, cities on fire. I mean, nobody wants stuff just falling apart like that. But it does end up being a power struggle.
Tell me something. Now, what do you mean by a decapitation strike? What does that mean?
Well, you would look at an incident that tries to remove executive branch, other leaders in government. And I'm not just talking about, like, I remember a series years ago named America with a K. And if I recall that, there was an attack on Capitol Hill, too, where many members on the Hill were killed. But I would also be looking at federal agencies, the heads of federal agencies, directors, assistant directors. And if one faction wanted to remove the other one, then at that point in the series, it isn't just we're firing you, it's literally we're firing at you.
Okay.
And that's what kind of strike you're looking at. So, I mean, if you're looking at an attack on D.C. and New York, you're looking at attacking political and business heads.
Okay. I gotcha. So I'm debating here if we should go more, if you want to go more into the storyline, if you want to talk about some of the different essays and that you've written on your blog, it's entirely up to you, Chris, because I don't want to give away the punchline kind of thing. So it's up to you how much further you want to talk about Operation Surf, or if you'd like to talk about some of the different essays that you've written. That you've got a lot of categories on your blog. What do you want to do here?
Sure. I mean, we can definitely talk some more about the series. I mean, that's
okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely my focus as a writer. I guess we would look at kind of more of the timeline thing. When I wrote the book, I began writing it in late 2008, and like I said, it started off as just free installments, and there's only like five chapters that are probably still online anywhere now. But I kind of looked at it as what would happen if we can continue down this timeline, like we're already having the financial problems. It wasn't like a rush onto banks in the sense of people standing out in line, but it was more of the boardroom rush on the banks back in late 2008, and hurry up and bail us out, otherwise things are going to get worse. Well, we had that happen, and then since then we've also seen the unemployment increase. We've seen a lot of industries continue to close up here in the U.S. and move overseas, and the timeline kind of assumes that those jobs just don't come back. So, I mean, you have a family trying to scrape by. One location, they have a brother that's living in another location as a ranch hand, and after things are falling apart, I mean, this other brother wants to see what's happening with the rest of his family back home. So his thing is he has to end up crossing the country to get back to see them. And I mean, he even runs into some problems along the way, but then gets kind of runs into one of the other factions. I mean, people set up checkpoints out on the road. They don't want, the one faction doesn't want people from the other side trying to infiltrate their side. Or, I mean, there's also just some outright fighting, too. But a lot of it is just, in the early stage, just attempting to control the populace. But at the same time, you do have, like, this shadowy globalist figure in the background who is definitely manipulating the situation. It's almost like he's been running these things on computer simulations, and now he's got the chance to play the game for real. And I mean, he's doing his thing to manipulate things as much as possible. And although the factions think that they are using him, he is in fact using them to further his agenda. He is not somebody that wants to keep America together. He wants to destroy America so that it makes them weaker, and so that they can be rolled into a larger transnationalist government.
Well, I've had so many guests on my show, Chris, that talk about so many different angles that this country is being attacked by inside, and that all of these things that you write about, I mean, they seem very plausible to me. It doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility at all. I mean, it seems very kind of matter of fact that you could expect these different things to play out, because those kinds of things play out in other areas of the world. I mean, so why wouldn't it happen here, other than the illusion that Americans are under thinking that it couldn't happen here? Listen, Chris, on that note, we're going to go to break. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there.
Everybody. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Tit opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the first hour, the telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com, TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Please go there. There will be a podcast of this broadcast up on my website tonight, as well as under the podcast tab, there are already links to my guest Chris Sullen's website, which is GardenSurf.wordpress.com. The first book in the trilogy he has written is entitled Operation Surf. I've read it. It's very well written, and it's a very interesting story. I'm glad it's fiction, but somehow I have this feeling, Chris, that it's going to become fact. I really do. But I don't know. Hope springs eternal, right? I don't know, you know. So, you know, I was thinking about something you had said about, you know, they're survivalists trying to live off the land. You know, that's not such an easy thing to do, I don't believe, Chris, especially for people who are accustomed to going over to the grocery store and getting everything they need and not having to think about where it comes from and how it's grown or made to end up in the grocery store for them to purchase.
Right.
Is it?
Yeah, and I mean, and then also let's think that we're very, we like meat for the most part in America. And, for instance, a lot of people who want to hunt off the land, especially here in the Midwest, we have these, like, 1 mile square blocks in the Midwest out in the countryside. And if you think about how it's set up between a mix of field, woods, marsh, ponds, or whatever, there might be maybe kind of 30 deer that roam around on that. And that's rather self-sustaining if maybe you only have half a dozen people or so that hunt that. Maybe they take their full amount of tags, maybe they don't. But they leave enough behind that every year that those deer are able to continue to repopulate and replenish their numbers. But then I kind of thought to myself, well, if there's a collapse and suddenly six people go to 16 or 60, then that 30 deer vanish immediately. And, I mean, I even had people who were alive back from the Great Depression, Native American gentlemen who told me that it was so hard to find deer here in the Midwest at one time that if they actually saw a track, they had people come out to look at the track to say, wow, there's actually been a deer through here. I mean, it became so rare to find one, and we had the last 70, 80 years for the population to really build themselves back up. And it's self-sustaining, and I understand a lot of people, they see dead deer out on the road all the time, and they're like, well, there's plenty of deer out there where I'm able to take my tags, and there's still plenty of deer the next year. Well, again, not that many people hunt. And if we turn back into a hunting society again because you were forced to, then the population is just unbalanced for something like that.
Well, you know, you're talking about tags, you know, a tag to get a doe or a buck or whatever, but in that's when you've got the rule of law, let me put it that, use that term, even though the rule of law, you know, it only applies to some people, not to others in our corrupt nation. But that is if people were following the rules. Now, in this scenario, nobody's going to be concerned about whether or not they got a tag to go out and hunt a doe this season. They're going to get whatever wanders in front of their sights. So it's going to be each man for himself.
Right, so no, right. I've heard people joke over the years about their summer deer, which means, yeah, they were taking a deer out of season. And that's right, that's in the good times. And if it comes down to, wow, we really don't have anything on the shelf other than a can of beans and my kids are hungry, but, gee, I still have a shotgun and 10 rounds of ammunition. Yeah, someone's going to go out and hunt a deer and make sure their kids eat. And if they get two. So, yeah, I understand that people would definitely do that. But what they would end up doing, of course, is that they could take whatever animals, whatever they could use to survive now. But what if then they didn't leave something for next year? And, I mean, we've kind of done that in many ways financially as a country, too.
Yeah, we decimated the bison population in this nation, and there certainly weren't 350 million people living in the nation at the time. So, I mean, the same kind of lack of forethought will occur in this instance as well. People won't think about tomorrow. They're only going to think about, I'm hungry today.
Right.
That's all.
Well, and even decimating the bison population, I mean, that was originally done in order to cripple the food supply for Native Americans. And then here we are. We're in a situation where, okay, we're the kind of the new Native Americans. And when I wrote the books, it was kind of like, okay, well, what could potentially cripple us? What could take us down a path that makes us easy to conquer? And yeah, there's a certain amount of finance that's definitely alluded to as a problem, lack of jobs. And I mean, that's kind of the problem right now, is you've had a lot of people that have lost their jobs. They're wondering if they're going to be able to keep their house. I mean, we've had, I've known plenty of people, plenty of friends that have had to move out of state and move other places looking for jobs. Another one who lost their home, kind of sounded like due to one of those robo-signer situations. So, I mean, I'm thinking if I'm running into stuff like this, I know other people are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not the exception. It's kind of the rule now. It's, you know, it's this dire circumstances are facing a lot of people everywhere in the country, not just, you know, the Rust Belt or, you know, it's kind of happening everywhere. I talk to people from all over the country, and I've, you know, been bringing people on who are talking about their attacks on their property rights. And, you know, there's things being deliberately done in this country, and you're aware of that, Chris, that are designed to cut people off at the knees. It's not just happenstance. It's not just random. It's not. It's a deliberate, designed destruction that is taking place here in this country, and the assault on property rights is so significant. I talked to another woman this morning who called me from Florida talking about just the craziness that was going on in her particular situation, and she's just one among thousands of people from all over the country who are being subjected to these assaults. So, you know, there's something afoot here, Chris. And do you remember that television program? It was only on for a couple of years, entitled Jericho. Did you ever watch that, Chris?
Yeah, I believe it was two seasons, and they had to end early. But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a good story. I mean, it was definitely something that had inspired me as I was thinking about my own series.
Well, you know, because when I was watching that, I thought they did a great job of illustrating how it will be kind of like man against his brother, so to speak. If you looked at those towns, the two towns that were fighting one another, and the one town had access to a salt mine, and you know, people who were previously friends now became enemies, and then those the people who pretended that they were soldiers and marched through that town, and so of course the townspeople were all excited because, you know, America loves its soldiers, and rightfully so. We honor those who stand for us. But, you know, I thought they did a really good job of just, you know, portraying what will it really be like? You know what I mean? And the deceit that will play out. And I don't know. It's interesting to me they only kept it on the air for 2 years. I thought it was rather good, and I thought it had a good following.
Yeah.
On that note, Chris, hang on. We're going to break again, everybody. We'll be back in 2 minutes, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and the phone number to call in, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and that's for the first hour. My show is being broadcast through Republic Broadcasting Network as well, and we will flip to them solely at the top of the hour. So for the second hour, for those of you who are listening on your AM radios. Out in the Colorado area, you need to go to republicbroadcasting.org to be able to hear the second hour. I hope that you do so, because I think you're going to miss a lot if you just cut us off at the top of the hour. Republicbroadcasting.org is the website. This show is carried via Republic Broadcasting Network all around the country, so I don't know who's listening, but I get callers from all over, so that's a good thing. The phone number for the first hour, 877-254-7524. And my guest this morning is Chris Sullins. He is the author of a series of books, first one entitled Operation Surf, and he also has a blog entitled gardensurf.wordpress.com. Please go there. He's got some very interesting articles written, and I think you'd be glad that you did, because kind of a view into the future, I think, Chris. I think you do a dramatic job, actually, or dynamic job of illustrating what life will be like. Very frightening thought, it is to me. I'd rather be just left alone sitting in my backyard watching the birds eat or something. You know what I mean? Who wants to think about this stuff, Chris?
Yeah. And I think a lot of it is that, I mean, like I said, I grew up in a small town, but we also had a lot of small industry near us, too, local businesses. And it was interesting to see a lot of small factories built up over the years, especially in the 1980s. Business was doing very well for a lot of these small factories. But then I was able to see the kind of the rules come into place, these new rules that came in the 90s when you look at NAFTA and then the new imports that came in later from China. And a lot of it hurt these small businesses, and there is the one of the blog entries I do want to kind of draw your listeners to would be called The Lesser Evil is Still Evil, and it's the December 19th, 2010 entry, and I kind of go over the timeline of how this business was built up, and then these new rules that come in effect. The first production for these other companies moves to Mexico and undercuts this business, and then later on moves to China. And one of the comments they make on there is to the effect that the business owner was saying, okay, they're putting together completed products, retail, that's cheaper than the raw materials cost us. So, I mean, how can they even do that? And, I mean, a lot of it would have been, of course, we still argue about the exchange rates right now that currencies use that can hurt us. But, I mean, there would have been, I mean, we're probably looking back on it, I'm sure there was deliberate undercutting of prices. I mean, they probably weren't getting their own raw materials any cheaper, but the whole plan, of course, was to undercut and destroy the businesses. And then at the retail side, we saw the small businesses disappear. You know, the dedicated shoe store disappeared, and then the large big box stores come in later, and those big box stores sell everything that the county needs now, and as a result, you watch three dozen businesses disappear as a result, and those are three dozen families that were well established in the area, and they're gone. Those businesses are gone. It's been assumed by the big box store that imports things from these other countries.
Well, you know, you mentioned those what they love to refer to as free trade agreements, which of course aren't free at all. It's a big lie. But you know, I believe all of those things, the NAFTA and GATT and CAFTA and all that other crap, is all part of this larger agenda, Chris, and it's being deliberately done, because only a fool would think that those actions that they've taken wouldn't destroy the industrial base in this country. And you can't have a strong nation if you don't have industry, and we don't make anything, and we can't defend ourselves. We don't, you know, what steel plants are left. I grew up in a blue-collar town, and back in the 60s, Bethlehem Steel employed 23,000 men. It doesn't even exist anymore. It's been razed. It's long since gone and started to die, honestly. You know, when I was a teenager in the 70s, you know, people worked at Ford, and they worked at these different factories and that stuff, and they'd, you know, start to lose their job, or they were laying off, or they, you know, just the different things that you started to see drop by drop by drop, you know, wear away at the granite, wear away at the foundation. And now we've got a service-based economy, and You know, people thought, well, gee, I'll go to work and I'll go back to school and I'll have to learn something new. I remember that was the mantra, oh, well, you know, you're just going to have to learn how to do something. So people went back to school in the early 80s, oh, we'll get into computers, that'll be the answer. Well, now how many people with computer backgrounds are out of work because all of those jobs that were outsourced as well? So, you know, what's left? Flipping burgers at McDonald's, and who has a dime to, well, it's not a dime, who has a buck to buy a hamburger, $2, $3?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's a well-orchestrated assault. I mean, you can't tell me you don't know these things would occur. If you take action A, action B, result B will occur. Just
right.
The way it is.
It was known, I mean, that we would kind of head down a line like this. If I recall, there was a book that Alvin Toffler, one of the futurists, wrote. He was, I think, what was it, Future Shock or something like that. And mm-hmm. even the people that he was talking to, these leaders in government and industry, were saying, well, as we're switching to this service-based economy, what are we all going to do? Like you said, flip burgers, and I think the other example given was cut hair. And at a certain point, yeah, I mean, those jobs are definitely important. I mean, every role in our community is important, from, you know, the guy that takes care of the drainage ditches all the way up to the computer programmers. I mean, we all have a very necessary role. But if we take away these other things, if we take away manufacturing, if we take away our ability to be self-sufficient, even regionally with our own food supply, at what point, if there's a shock to the system, do we have problems?
Yeah. Listen, we've got a caller, and we've got about a minute before we go to the break. Then we've only got about a four-minute segment left before we're going to flip to Republic. So let's take this caller real quick. Hey, caller, are you on the line with us?
Yes, this is Paul from Cheyenne. I'm a retired Ford Motor Company employee. I started work at Ford in 1976 at a plant that had 8,000 hourly, 1,500 salary. When I left there 21 years later, we had 2,600 hourly and about 500 salary. And by the time I went back just a couple years ago, that plant that I worked at only had 900 people and about 200 salary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen,
hang on, Paul, because we're going to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Everybody, hang in there. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Dee Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And listen, at the top of the hour, when we go into the second hour, you're going to have to go to republicbroadcasting.org. to pick up the show for the second hour, republicbroadcasting.org. Please go there. The call-in number for the second hour is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Paul, are you still with me?
Yes, I am. I was just giving you an example of what happened, and that happened in Michigan where I retired from out here to Wyoming. NAFTA and GATT, which Newt Gingrich pushed all the way through, and then I knew as soon as it passed that we were going to be in a world of hurt in this country. And the amazing thing is the UAW talked its employees to go along with that bit on NAFTA and GATT.
Yeah, well, because the union leaders are not the friend of the union members.
No.
I guess. They're not the friend at all. They're using them.
Yes. Anyway, I could tell it changed, and I'll make this quick. When Henry Ford II passed away in 1988, I could see a change in Ford Motor Company in its thought process.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
anyway, you have a good day.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, Paul. I appreciate it. Hang in there and join us for the second hour on republicbroadcasting.org, if you would, please, Paul.
Okay.
Hey, listen, everybody, now we've got a couple more minutes left before we're going to flip to the other network, which is republicbroadcasting.org. So please hook us up and keep listening. My guest is Chris Sullins. He has a blog entitled gardensurf.wordpress.com. You need to go there. He is a very talented writer and a really deep thinker, and you need to read the words that this man has written. We were talking this morning about one of the books in a trilogy that he has written, the first book entitled Operation Surf. You know, this man who just called in, Chris Paul from Wyoming, you know, he typifies, I grew up, you know, as I said, in a blue-collar town, and when I go back home outside of Buffalo and I look at the Ford plant that was a stamping plant and the parking lots, of course, the grass is overgrown and that stuff, and it's just all rusty, and there's nothing there, and there's no steel plant, and there's no Republic Steel, and there's no, most of everything that was there is no longer, just empty. It's just like a ghost town.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the factories close here across the Midwest. It's interesting that your caller had worked in Michigan. We've seen factories close in Michigan, and I believe that we've seen a lot of new casinos open. So it's almost kind of like as the jobs were disappearing and you had people that might have still had the remnants of a good pension, well, maybe those casinos can kind of milk some of that, too, as they head out. We replace job or plants that employed 20,000 people with a small service base that employs 2,000 people, and then at the same time we're turning out new high school and college graduates every year. So I'm kind of trying to figure out what kind of economy we need to have that's going to produce jobs. I mean, I
they're all
going
to go work for the government so that they can control us. That's where they're going to go to work. They're going to go work for the government that doesn't have any money other than what it takes from somebody, and that's what they're going to do. That's where all these new grads will go to work. Listen, Chris, I want to we've got about a minute before we flip over here. Listen, everybody, the second hour is broadcast via Republic Broadcasting Network, and that website is republicbroadcasting.org. Please go there so that you can hear the second hour of this show. The call-in number for the second hour is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Chris Sullins' website, gardensurf.wordpress.com. Call us on the second hour, 800-313-9443. Listen, everybody, we're going to the second hour, republicbroadcasting.org. Hey, second hour is coming, so listen in, everybody. The truth is going to be redistributed.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Gold, ever clear.